Good morning, this is Whit with this week's Your Pastor's Voice. The disciple Peter's denial of Jesus is one of the most poignant passages in all the Bible. After having bragged about his courage and loyalty to Christ, when the moment arrived to stand with him, Peter's fear was stronger than his faith. And Mark states that Peter broke down and wept. Luke adds that after Peter denied knowing Jesus, that the Lord turned and looked straight to Peter, and then the disciple went out and wept bitterly. On this night, Peter joined a long list of biblical characters who failed: Adam and Eve, Abraham, Jacob, David, Elijah. The list could go on and on of others who failed. And each of us has failed at some point in our life. I certainly have, as a Christian, as a son, a brother, a husband, a father, and as a pastor. We have not lived up to being the people God created us to be. We have failed. Now, what shall we do with our failures? You may remember that in John 21, Peter meets the resurrected Christ back at the seashore where Jesus first called him to follow. And what did Jesus do? He didn't scold, didn't lecture, didn't condemn Peter's failure. Jesus simply asked Peter 3 times if he still loved him. Of course, 3 was the number of times Peter denied him. And he responded that yes, he did love the Lord. Then in verse 19, Jesus said, "Follow me," the very same invitation he had offered when they first met on the same seashore. Jesus didn't leave Peter to dwell on his failure. There was more to be done, and Peter's life had a new beginning. I take heart in this passage, and I hope you will too. Jesus did not toss the failed Peter aside. Instead, he welcomed him to move from past failure to the future before him. It was Peter's choice, of course. He could have refused. He could have remained in his failure and gone back to fishing. Just so, it's our choice whether we will rise from our failures and receive the gift of forgiveness and another chance. That takes courage, I know. It takes humility, and it takes a willingness to lean forward into that which Jesus still has for us to do. So may we rise from our failures and follow the one who carries us forward, the one who, if we are willing, will not allow our failures to be our defeat.